Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There are now 8 weeks until Election Day, although ballots are already going out in some places, including North Carolina, where President Trump is campaigning today. Joe Biden will travel to Michigan and Pennsylvania to campaign later this week. Asma Khalid joins us now, NPR national political correspondent covering the campaigns. And Asma, the potential for a coronavirus vaccine in the coming months has become a campaign issue. President Trump is demanding that Kamala Harris apologize for indicating in a CNN interview over the weekend that she might not take a coronavirus vaccine that President Trump says could be ready by Election Day. Listen.
I will say that I would not trust Donald Trump, and it would have to be a credible source of information that talks about the efficacy and the reliability of whatever he's talking about.
But then yesterday, Joe Biden said he'd take the vaccine if it becomes available. Here he is.
If I could get a vaccine tomorrow, I'd do it. If it cost me the election, I'd do it. We need a vaccine. We need it now.
We need a vaccine and we need it now. Asma, it sounds kind of like a mixed message there. Tell us about the vaccine politics.
Well, I will say, Jeremy, I think that both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have been pretty clear in saying that, you know, beyond the rhetoric they've been hearing from the president, they really want to make sure that scientific experts are transparent about the efficacy of this vaccine. And last week, Biden himself made some remarks where he said, you know, God willing, when we get a vaccine, that's good. But he questioned, when we get a vaccine, do we think the public is going to line up willing to take this injection? Because he feels like the public has lost confidence in what's being said by the Trump administration. So I will say, I think that they're both calling for this idea that, is there really going to be public buy-in for large-scale administering of this vaccine? And a lot of this, Jeremy, goes back to the fact that for months, Biden has been saying that he feels like the Trump administration needed to be clear about how it was planning to have a widespread plan to actually get people to take this vaccine. And it comes back to the fact that for months, they feel like the Trump administration has been contradictory their own scientific experts, that the president has often at times been giving some advice scientifically that is not really backed up by his own scientific experts. And so will people actually believe what the president says about this? You know, for his part, though, Jeremy, the Trump administration and President Trump has tried to portray these comments as being ones that are spreading fear. They feel like they are fueling, they say, anti-vaxxer conspiracy theories. I will say, you know, historically, both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have been supportive of vaccines. Their comments are they don't feel like the public will necessarily buy into what the president's saying. And you look at public polling and the president's handling of the pandemic, it's less than half of the public who believes that he's done a good job.
You know, there have been some other issues that have come up on the campaign trail. And in fact, both of the vice presidential nominees were in Wisconsin yesterday. Kamala Harris made her first solo campaign trip, meeting with union members and black business leaders. Mike Pence spoke to power company workers. Here he is.
And when this president stands up every day and fights for American workers and jobs, 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 we stand with President Donald Trump.
So going back to the jobs, jobs, jobs message that was very, you know, common in the Trump campaign before so many millions of jobs were lost, where are the campaigns going to concentrate their efforts, do you think, in the next few weeks? What are the states that each side is focused on?
Well, the Biden campaign has been focusing quite a bit on the Midwest, some states that the Democrats lost in 2016 that historically they've won. And I'm thinking of a state like Wisconsin and also Michigan, where Biden himself will be traveling later this week, as well as Pennsylvania. But I will say that Donald Trump, I think, has a much sort of wider cast of states that they're very much interested in. He intends to visit Nevada. Both the Trump campaign and the Biden campaign are also paying a lot of attention to Florida. That's a state that Kamala Harris will be visiting later this week. And it's always a really key battleground state with, you know, 29 electoral votes at stake.
And what do we know about the financial resources on each side? Because we're seeing today that President Trump is saying he'd be willing to spend his own money if he has to on his campaign. Does that mean his campaign doesn't have enough money on its own?
You know, Jeremy, what I will say is that usually a campaign releases their own, fundraising numbers for the month. And what's notable is that for the month of August, we have not gotten any of those independent numbers from the Trump campaign. We did get them from Joe Biden, who announced that between his campaign and the Democratic National Committee, they raised over $360 million, which was a one-month record haul. And it's notable for a candidate who, you know, throughout the primaries, he really struggled to raise a lot of money. If you look back at July, both the Biden campaign and the Trump campaign were essentially tied for cash on hand, which is unusual because the incumbent is expected to have some financial advantages.
Sometimes interesting what you don't find out from the campaigns. Asma Khalid, NPR national political correspondent, thank you.
You're welcome.